Here's a thought I'll title, How We Want to See the World. In their candid moments, most any landscape photographer will admit that most of the world is not very photogenic. That's why we run off to all the exotic locations like Yellowstone and Yosemite and whatnot, national parks, or Antarctica, or Nepal. We go to these places of extraordinary beauty to make our photographs because that beauty translates into the images we make, and we've captured the world as we want to see it. Wouldn't it be lovely if everywhere looked as beautiful as Yosemite, or everywhere was as spectacular as Yellowstone? But no, these are special places, so we go to the special place to make our special photograph. But in doing so, we'll drive mile after boring mile to get to that national park or that scenic overlook of majestic wonder. Why? Is it possible that we're rejecting all of that land we drive through to get to the beautiful scenery, but in doing so, pass by lots and lots of locations that could make beautiful pictures if we were willing to allow them into our vision rather than insisting that the world look like we want it to look, that is to say, how we want to see the world? Could it be that we photograph what we wish the world to be rather than the world as we find it all around us? But I hear you saying, yes, but the world that surrounds us every day isn't interesting, isn't spectacular. Is that true? Or is it that we're trained to see the extraordinary so we don't see the beauty in the everyday? And the result is we photograph the world as we would like it to be rather than as we actually find it. Here's a sort of related example. Years ago, I was traveling around the California deserts, and I found a particularly interesting landscape and a viewpoint overlooking the landscape that I thought would be perfect for a photograph. So I pulled up, jumped out of the car, grabbed my tripod and camera, went over to the edge of this little cliff where I could look down on the scenery below me. And what I discovered was just on the other side of this cliff, someone had been there and unloaded a whole bunch of garbage and old refrigerators and a couple of washing machines. And there they were, below me, more or less at my feet, cluttering up this beautiful little landscape. So what did I do? Well, I did what I think all of us would do. I framed the image and cropped out the garbage and the ugliness and presented what I have to admit now is a lie, with a photograph that was cleaned up for artistic consumption rather than one that represented what I actually saw. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is present the idealized, fanciful world in our artwork, ignoring the reality that's before us? I don't know. I have a hard time condemning that. I don't hesitate, if there's something ugly in the photograph, to take it out, even with AI removal tools that we now have available to us, to make a prettier picture, to make a more idealized visual presentation through my photograph. And maybe that's the way it's been for artists as long as there's been art, representing the ideal rather than representing the actual. But there does seem to be a certain sense of dishonesty in that artificial creation of the idealized world in our photographs. Since I had that experience in California, I've noticed this in myself over and over again, where I just can't resist the temptation to crop out something that isn't photogenic, or to remove in processing something that I wish wasn't there, creating a fantasy world in my photographs that is a sort of culturally acceptable lie. Like I say, maybe art has always been that way. But doesn't that open up a fascinating question, which is, where do we choose to draw the line? At what point does our lie become culturally unacceptable. Removing a little litter from a beautiful scene? If that's okay, then what about reproducing Half Dome in the middle of Kansas? Is that okay? Both of them are fictions. But doesn't Half Dome in Kansas seem like it somehow crosses a line? I have a sneaky suspicion this kind of question is going to become much more prevalent in the coming years with all the processing power and AI that seems to promise more and more believable fictions.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.